Aircheckdownloads.com.
The original full-length version by The Doors of Light My Fire. And next, a letter from Tony Brown, who tells me that last year we played him a record asked for by his wife for his 60th birthday. And this year, the good lady reached that same milestone herself. And Tony would like to return the compliment. But he did have a few problems to contend with. I think he's worked it all out. Your birthday, I think, Margaret, was on May the 5th, wasn't it? And the weekend after that, you were taking part in the Sweet Adeline's annual convention in Birmingham. Then, last night, there was a big family party, which probably went on a bit, and Tony says, could we play a record for you in our second hour? So hoping to have caught up with you and caught you up at last. Here's the Supremes 1965 hit, Stop in the Name of Love. A US number one for the Supremes in 1965. And next, Tony Blackburn. As most of you will know, I'm sure, before he became a DJ, Tony was a professional singer working close to where he lived at the Bournemouth Pavilion with the Gian Ralphini Band. His first single, which we're going to play now, was also made in 1965 and was Don't Get Off That Train by Al Gorgoni, Bernie Borman, Florence Kay, as arranged by Les Reed. Don't forget that Tony will be on air with Pick of the Pops between 1 and 3 this afternoon on Radio 2, and here he is now with that first mid-60s single. Tony Blackburn demonstrating that he was also a bit of a dab hand with the old vocals. I understand that in this afternoon's show he'll be playing hits from 1969 and 1989. And here on Sounds of the 60s, we've arrived now at the spot for our three in a row, which have been suggested by Stephen McDermott of Glasgow, who tells me that since he turned 40, he and his friends have all been trying in vain to get a request played on this show on the Saturday nearest to his birthday. Well, in 2 days' time, he'll have reached 52 and hopes this time he'll be 13th time lucky, and suggests the following titles: A Walk in the Sky by the Flowerpot Men from 1967, then Scarlet Ribbons, recorded in 1969 by the Cats, and finally we go back to 67 for Billy Fury's Suzanne in the Mirror. That was originally an Italian song called Io che non vivo senza te, which translates as I Can't Live Without You, written by Pino Donaggio and Vito Palavicini. Dusty Springfield heard Donaggio perform it himself at the 1965 Sanremo Festival and requested a copy, which she passed on to Vicky Wickham and Simon Napier-Bell, asking them to come up with an English lyric, which they did, providing her with her only number one, You Don't Have to Say You Love Me. And now a chapter in the career of Mike Hurst. He'd been influenced by the late Eddie Cochran, but after failing an audition for a recording company, took a job with an insurance company. His mother then responded to an ad in a show business paper for a singer to join a pop folk group. Mike passed this audition and joined Tom and Dusty in the Springfields until they split up in 1963, when Mike recorded a couple of solo singles and then became one of the UK's leading record producers, making hits with stars including Cat Stevens, Manfred Mann and The Move. However, here's one of those solo discs he made, his own composition, Any Chance for Me. Singer, writer and producer Mike Hurst. We retain a Springfield connection with the next item in a way, as this will be a song written by Mike Hawker and Ivor Raymond, who wrote Dusty's first two solo hits, I Only Want to Be With You and Stay a While. In 1964, they came up with Keep On Loving Me, that was recorded by the Kay Sisters, with, as a B-side, That Little Touch of Magic by Ben Rawley and Mark Barkin. The record was given a release in America where the sides were reversed, and Keep On Loving Me became the B-side. The Kay Sisters, who weren't sisters but went to a lot of trouble to look alike and were an immensely popular act in the late 50s and the early 60s. And now our final request from Phil Jones, who says that in 1968 he spent a fab holiday in Torquay, where the places to go in evenings were the Castle Pub and the Scotch Disco. Favourite jukebox sounds were Herb Alpert's This Guy's In Love With You and Dance to the Music by Sly and the Family Stone. The last name still sounds sounds pretty cool to his old ears, he says, and asked us to play the 69 release of theirs, Stand, for all who were holidaying in Torquay around the same time. A song written by Sylvester Slystone Stewart, who was disappointed by initial reaction, so took the tapes back into the studio to add a gospel-styled instrumental break. And most of his band was unavailable, so he resorted to using session musicians in their place. Now, don't forget that track listing for today's Sounds of the 60s are available on the Radio 2 website at www.bbc.co.uk/radio2 and follow the link to our page. And now to close proceedings, we have a UK hit from 1965 by Gene Pitney that was his fourth in a run of seven consecutive top 10 entries here, Princess in Rags. Gene Pitney bringing us to the end of another edition of Sounds of the 60s, compiled and produced by Phil the Collector Swern. And this is your old mate Brian Matthew saying that's a lot for this week. See you next week.
Checkdownloads.com.